The casino lobby is doubling down in Texas. It's April 5th, 2024, and these are your headlines. Well, apologies for being out the last couple of days. Was a little under the weather. Feeling better now. We've got plenty to talk about. Las Vegas Sands, the casino and resort company, remember them? Well, they're again attempting to expand gambling in the Lone Star State by re-upping the Texas Destination Resort Alliance, which is a special interest front group it created to back its unsuccessful bid to legalize casinos during the last legislative session. The alliance is currently circulating a petition to legalize casino-style gaming. Maybe you've received this petition. Gambling expansion does not appear to be a problem or an issue for Texans, according to latest polling from the University of Texas at Austin. Well, during the 2023 session, Sands and its lobbyists made some progress in the Texas House, convincing part of the Republican caucus to join Democrats in voting for a casino measure. The Republican Party of Texas platform currently opposes any gambling expansion. Sands employed a familiar talking point first used when the lottery was introduced in Texas in the early 1990s by claiming casino revenue will boost education funding. However, these promises failed to materialize with the lottery in Texas and have not been realized in other states that have expanded their gaming footprint. According to Baylor economist Earl Grinnell's research, for every dollar of revenue casino gambling generates, $3 are spent. In addition to the legislative push, Sands owners acquired a majority stakes in the Dallas Mavericks NBA team last year, establishing a foothold in the state. The team is still partly owned by Mark Cuban, who has spent the past year feuding with billionaire Elon Musk and others about DEI and other woke corporate policies and endorsing Joe Biden for president. Citizens' complaints have led to criminal prosecutions of two Denton Independent School District administrators for illegal electioneering, marking the very first time Texas school officials have been held criminally liable for using district resources to electioneer. This is historic. Local voters had submitted affidavits to Denton County District Attorney Paul Johnson on February 27th, alleging criminal election interference by Denton ISD administrators Jesus and Lindsay Lujan, husband and wife, by the way. Well, both were indicted on April 2nd in county criminal courts on charges of unlawful use of internal mail systems for political advertising. That's a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail and a $4,000 fine. Citizens' affidavits included evidence that ahead of the March 5th primary election, Denton ISD's Director of Special Programs, Lindsay Lujan, and Borman Elementary Principal Jesus Lujan sent messages to school staff using the district's email system, incentivizing employees to vote in the Republican primary for candidates who, quote, support school education, public education, and school funding. Which primary a voter participates in is public information, and school district officials do routinely check voting records of their employees to see which have voted in school bond elections. Lindsay Lujan's email also included a link to a list of candidates that indicated whether they support or oppose public school education. Court records show that the Lujans are scheduled for arraignment on May 13th. Citizens have also submitted criminal electioneering affidavits against Huffman ISD Superintendent Benny Swallow to Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg.
Are you worried about your kid's future? You should be. I'm Charles Blaine with Texas Tomorrow. This is a show where we're going to talk about the issues and the people that are pushing the policies that concern your family, your home, and your kids. Catch Texas Tomorrow every Thursday.
The race for who will replace outgoing Republican Party of Texas Chairman Matt Rinaldi continues to grow ahead of the party's convention next month. Today, former executive director of the Texas Freedom Caucus, Mike Garcia, announced his candidacy for the position. Garcia's time as executive director within the Freedom Caucus, the Texas Freedom Caucus, not to be confused with the National Freedom Caucus that explicitly does not include the Texas Freedom Caucus. Well, his time came as the caucus was increasingly criticized for cozying up to liberal House leadership. On the same day as Garcia's announcement this morning, Andy Roth, who's the director of the State Freedom Caucus Network, said of the Texas Freedom Caucus, quote, They don't represent the brand, and we have no intention of working with it. In his own statement, Garcia said he would like to bring a supermajority of Republican lawmakers to the Capitol again in order to change hearts and minds of those in the Capitol. Garcia enters the race with State Representative Matt Schaefer, the current chair of the Texas Freedom Caucus, as his campaign treasurer. He joins four other candidates so far who have announced, including current party vice chair Dana Myers, businessman Ben Armenta, activist Weston Martinez, and former Collin County GOP chairman Abraham George. Matt Rinaldi, who announced he would not be seeking re-election last month, has endorsed Abraham George to replace him. The vote will take place during the Texas GOP convention, which takes place May 23rd through 25th in San Antonio. For more of today's stories, go to texasscorecard.com.